The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Saturday, the 1st of March, is Foster Day in the DSPCA, in which you can head up to the DSPCA and they will answer any questions you have on the fostering process. Now, fostering is a crucial part of the socialisation of animals and gives them also the rest they need so they're ready for adoption to their forever homes. Joining me now is Nicola Gibbons, DSPCA Dog Foster Coordinator. Good morning, Nicola.
Good morning.
So what's going to happen on Saturday?
So Saturday we're having an information day for anybody who is potentially interested in fostering with us here at the DSPCA. We aim to give you as much information as possible to know what to expect if you do sign up to be a foster family with us. We'll have, you know, chats from their vets and inspectors, but we're just trying to give people as much information as possible for if they do want to sign up as a foster.
Now, you are located at the Rescue Centre, Mount Venus Road in Rathfarnham in Dublin 16. Yep. So put that into your sat-nav if you're thinking of wandering up there.
Absolutely.
What time do you open your doors?
So for our Saturday, our event is between 12 and 2, and like that we'll try and get as much information and as much questions answered for anybody who has anything that they need answered for, hopefully joining
now,
us.
These generally are unwanted but healthy dogs.
Yeah, so sometimes what we do with our foster program is it's an awful lot of young puppies and kittens, and when they're unvaccinated the shelter is not the ideal place for them to be. They're too open to kind of picking up illnesses.
And they're too young to be vaccinated.
They're
is that
too
the problem?
Young, yeah. So we could have them come in at 4 or 5 weeks of age. So if we have foster homes that can take them in, fantastic. We know they're getting the love and the attention that they need, and the socialisation as well. And it can be older dogs or older cats also, so who may have had surgery or may have an illness, you know, that just being in a home environment is fantastic for their recovery. But it's also great for any of our long-term cats or dogs that may just need a break away from shelter life. You know, it really gives us a better idea of when we're finding them their forever home of, you know, what they like, what they've lived with before, and you know, just their personality. So it's fantastic.
What kind of animals are currently available for fostering?
So at the moment, we are coming into kitten season soon, so there will be plenty of kittens available for foster, puppies as well, and we have like that older dogs and cats. From time to time we send out the small animals like your bunnies or your rabbits, or your guinea pigs who will need fostering as well.
Now, you might have a pregnant dog. I mean,
absolutely.
Might a foster family take in and put up a whelping box and watch the process?
Absolutely. It's a great one. We had just before Christmas, a lovely little dachshund named Cranberry came into us. She had 6 babies on Christmas Eve, and it was a delight for the foster family to, you know, watch them grow. Mammy does all of the work, so it's really kind of a nice, easy one for you. But yeah, pregnant cats and dogs are always kind of coming in to us that need foster.
Now, what do you require from a foster family to make this work?
So what we provide, we'll provide you with everything that you need when you have a foster out with us. So, you know, food, bedding, bowls for cats, cat litter tray, litter, carriers, all that kind of stuff. We just ask that you have a loving home and that you're, you know, dedicated to really helping these animals and giving them the plenty of love and attention. A garden wouldn't necessarily be a requirement for it. Obviously, cats and kittens will be staying inside. Great if you have a back garden for, you know, puppies and dogs, but we have lots of foster families who live in apartments and stuff like that as well. So just a nice big heart that you're able to give people.
Now, an older dog will be toilet trained maybe, but younger dogs,
Exactly. Sometimes we don't know older dogs if they've ever lived in a home before. They may have been astray for quite a while. So sometimes it is that process of, you know, the toilet training and all the fun stuff that comes with puppies.
All right. How often does it happen that the foster does not come back to you?
Oh, it happens an awful lot. All right, you know, bringing back a foster can always be hard for people. There's always a few tears, but we're well ready for that. They can absolutely go on and adopt their foster. There's always one that you kind of fall in love with. We're well used to that, so that's absolutely perfect.
That's
when
the
they do.
Ideal
exactly.
outcome of the whole thing,
absolutely.
But it's not the intent at the beginning.
So at the beginning, but obviously the end of the day, that's what we want, is for dogs or cats to find their forever homes.
Okay, again, it's 12 to 2 at the DSPCA Rescue Centre, Mount Venus Road, Rathfarnham, Dublin 16. Nicola Gibbons, DSPCA Dog Foster Coordinator. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.